Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Listen, have I spoken to you before?
Yeah, I was talking to you a couple of years ago.
Do we speak around this time every year, Marvin?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, I think it's an important, it's like a public service announcement. Like, it's important stuff. This is public service broadcasting. There's a lot of people out there who want the smell of the real tree, want to get the real tree, but the trees are wilting. They're wilting. You are an expert because what do you do? Remind people.
Now, we're a Christmas tree grower down in Wicklow, small family-run Christmas tree farm.
So you know your stuff. You know your stuff.
We hope so.
Okay, well, let's get into the meat of it, okay? I'm sure I know the answer to this, but how do we keep the real trees looking fresh? I was saying drilling holes in the base of it. What? Give me your tips. Go.
Well, basically, the best thing you can do, first of all, is buy the Christmas tree straight from the farm. There's loads of Christmas tree farms open up for families to come in and walk around, pick their tree, and then it's cut for them there and then. So, you know, it's as fresh as can be.
Okay, well, that's a plug now. That's a plug for your own farm, isn't it? Like, that's fine. I'll let you away with that one, okay? Because I do like to go to a farm myself. I do like it. Okay, so that's where you're guaranteed the freshness, because it's cut, first of all.
Yeah.
Now, my brother asked me, he said, do I get the tree? Can you get with the roots? Can you get it pulled out with the root and all so you can replant it? Is that a thing?
No, that won't really work. Basically, you want to be treating your tree the same way as you would treat a bouquet of flowers when you bring them home. Like, you don't bring them home and put them into a dry vase. The tree needs water.
Okay.
But basically, it's within 24 hours of the tree being cut down, the bottom of the tree seals itself to try and save itself from losing moisture. But when the bottom of the tree seals itself, then it can't take water in.
Yeah. I said this exact thing. I said drill holes in the bottom of it. Would you suggest that?
Yeah, well, that is one thing. But the other thing is, if you buy a tree from, say, any of the lads that are selling from shopping centres or anywhere else.
Yeah.
If you get the tree, when you bring it home, you want to cut maybe an inch off the bottom of the tree so that you're opening it back up so that it can take the water in.
Take the water in. Okay. Now, would you get one of the, I'm sure people can get one of the lads to do it, at the
tree, at
the
farm.
Yeah. Or, do you do that for people?
Oh, yeah. Well, the ones we're cutting are going to be fresh straight away.
That's
but yeah, the
plug.
Lads will do,
That's
the lads will
plug.
Do that. the lads will do that for you. And when you bring it home, you want to put it into water straight away.
Okay. Now, what about 7-Up and all that?
You can throw in a bit of 7-Up. Now, the bigger the tree, the more water it's going to use.
Yeah.
Like the tree went up in our house last night, but from last night until 7 o'clock this morning, that had used 2 litres of water.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, but it will slow down as the tree starts to acclimatise to the house. For the first week and a half, that tree is going to use, depending on the size of the tree, is going to use anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 litres of water per day.
Okay, sorry, I'm just texting now here. Water the trees. I have a lad on.
Sorry?
Sorry, I'm just texting now. Water the tree. I have a lad on here again, plugging his business and telling us what to do. Okay, so keep lots of water, especially when you first bring it back in. Especially when you first bring it back into the house, that is the most important time, is it? Like that first 24 hours.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you forget the water and the tree actually, the water stand goes dry. Before you put more water in, even with a knife or something, if you scrape the bark down near the bottom of the tree, just to open it back up so that it can carry on taking water in. It's just if it gets a chance to seal itself at all, that's it, then it's not going to take any more water in.
Now, come here, obviously I blame the toy show, but Christmas is getting earlier and earlier and people are getting their decorations and everything up, mid-November. And if people are getting a tree, I mean, would you expect that tree to last Christmas Day? I mean, how long should a tree last if maintained?
If the tree is maintained, you will get a good 4 weeks.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Out of shape, but that's once. You're going to have to check that every day. This time, like I said, ours went up last night. I'll be watering that every morning and every night.
Okay, because you're an expert.
Until you see that it's using less water. And then eventually you will get down to where you're just filling up the stand once a day.
Okay, okay. Sorry, you never mentioned where you work.
We own, it's Arklow Christmas Tree Farm. We're based down in Wicklow.
Lovely. And people come in and they get their tree.
Yep.
But the big question is, a lot of people texting in, ask him, does he serve hot chocolate when people...
We don't have hot chocolate there at the minute.
No. Well, maybe by the maybe by next year, you know.
When maybe next by next year,
when I speak to you again next year, and you give us the tips again.
Yeah, we do have free sweets and treats and all for the kids on arrival.
Well, that'll do.
We do have that just to keep them going while they're walking around through all the trees. And like I said, there's loads of trees to pick from, and you get to pick any size tree you want.
And when do you replant? When do you start planting trees? Are you just like constantly, like, is it just this big
cycle?
Yeah,
everything that we cut down is replanted. So we would replant in around March time. And also now you leave the stumps in the ground of the trees that were cut, because they actually store the carbon in the ground that has been, that the trees have took in over the years.
Okay.
And also buying a real tree, is you're doing your bit for the environment. It takes 500 real Christmas trees to offset the carbon footprint of one fake tree.
That's another plug. That's his third one, isn't it, for his business? That's definitely enough. Listen, lovely to chat to you again. Mervyn Timmins, there we go, from Arklow Christmas Tree Farm in Wicklow. Go and check him out. Doing great work up there. And there's a few sweets for you for the kiddies when you're walking around the farm. It's a gorgeous thing to do. There we go. There's all your tips sorted. If you have any yourself, you can text me on 51552. Good morning. Jen Zapparelli.